Did you know a man who built 91 masjids in his lifetime had originally dedicated his life to destroying them? You see, under Genghis Khan, the Mongols built one of the largest empires the world had ever seen. And when he died, his empire was split between his sons and their children. And in the early 1300s, one of those parts of the old empire became Muslim under the direct descendant of Genghis Khan, Özbek Khan. Eventually, a few hundred years later, the descendants of those Muslim Mongols made their way south towards India, and their leader Babur began a new sultanate there, which eventually ruled almost the entire continent of India. Historically speaking, Babur was kind of a big deal. One of the biggest symbols of his rule was a masjid he had built in 1528 called the Babri Masjid. It was a beautiful masjid with a unique architectural style that sat atop a hill overlooking Ayodhya city. And it remained there for over 450 years until that fateful day on December 6, 1992. The adhan was called for the last time. You see, a Hindu nationalist organization with the intent of erasing 1,000 years of Islamic heritage from the continent had been making claims that the masjid was secretly built on the birthplace of one of their deities, and that there used to be a Hindu temple there instead. And Allahu A'lam whether the claims of there having been a Hindu temple there are true or not, but to give you some perspective, these Hindu nationalists also claim that the Kaaba used to be a Hindu temple. So they don't exactly have a history of credible claims. And that brings us back to what happened on that fateful day. The Hindu nationalist organization gathered 150,000 people and marched them towards the mosque with hammers and axes and sledgehammers in hand, chanting slogans of violence and destruction. They began smashing the walls of the masjid, and some of them climbed up top to the roof and took it apart. The minarets were destroyed, and eventually the masjid was just a pile of dust and rubble. And out of 150,000 people who took part of this, one man stood alone with a feeling of deep regret. Balbir Singh dropped his axe and went home to think about what he had just done. And to ease his heart from what he had just done, he went to a local sheikh and he spent the next 6 months learning about Islam. And this opened up his heart, and eventually he took his shahada and changed his name to Muhammad Amir. In repentance for the one masjid he destroyed, he pledged to build and repair 100 masjids across the country. And he had already done 91 masjids as of last year when sadly he was found in his small apartment, passed away. May Allah build him a house in Jannah just as he had dedicated his life to building the houses of Allah. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.